Lake Effect continues on WUWM. I'm Mitch Teich. Yesterday, environmental reporter Susan Bentz introduced us to a farm project taking shape on 80 acres north of Milwaukee. The experiment will give small farmers the opportunity to share resources and equipment with the ultimate goal of forming a farm cooperative. Today, we step into a project nearby designed to give migratory birds and the watershed on which they depend a chance to flourish. Sean Graff, executive director of the Ozaukee Washington Land Trust, is our guide. Susan met him inside the former Squires Country Club, now the hub of Forest Beach Migratory Preserve.
Looking at a map of the preserve, Sean Graff proudly points to multiple areas shaded in pastel hues. Hopefully, over the coming years, birds will swoop down and hang out in the piece of the puzzle that best suits their migratory needs. The patchwork is being fashioned out of what was a manicured series of fairways and greens.
This site, of course, being a golf course, the former owners were putting 4 tons of herbicide, pesticide, fertilizers for keeping a golf course well-groomed. They were also pumping out 20 million gallons of water out of the aquifer to irrigate the site when there were dry conditions. All that chemical, all that water then drained right into Lake Michigan, and the DNR had done significant studies to find that along this flyway is one of the most important feeding grounds for migratory waterfowl. Now we have a site that really is going to have an impact on the water quality right here where those waterfowl have to stop and feed.
Graff says this project is unlike anything else his group has attempted in its 18-year history.
The Land Trust, when we acquire property, our general tendency is to try to restore the property back to what it was pre-settlement, you know, wetlands, forest, grassland, those types of things. In this case, we're developing 10 different habitat types, many of which were not really here prior to settlement in the area.
He says 40 scientists debated the best plan for the 116-acre site.
And the decision was unanimous to move ahead with this patch quilt restoration activities. The ornithologists describe the type of stopover habitat that birds need in three different kind of categories. The first one would be sort of a fire escape. They're traveling along a migratory flyway. They experience a hazardous situation, either a predator, weather conditions, whatever it is, exhaustion. They just need to stop immediately. So and they call that a fire escape. They just need to stop, rest, hide, whatever the case may be, and take off. The next level of stopover site is what they call a convenience store. This is like your Quick Trip. You stop, you refuel, you take off. Then the last category they're looking at is the five-star luxury hotel. And that's the goal of this site, is to create the five-star luxury hotel for any type of migratory bird that might be passing by the site.
Even before the ultimate bird habitat scheme started incubating, interns and volunteers removed invasive shrubs and plants. Graff says building the project from scratch was expected to take at least a decade. He set to work drumming up restoration funding. Timing serendipitously worked in his favor.
There happened to be a stimulus grant through the Fish and Wildlife Service that was for coastal properties that happened to support stopover habitat for migratory birds. And Fish and Wildlife said rather than breaking that large grant up into several small ones for 8 states, they were just going to fund one large grant for all 8 states that fell into the Great Lakes region that were eligible for this. So we applied for it, figuring, well, it was going to be a long shot, but out of all 8 states and out of dozens of applications that went in, we received the grant, $454,000 over 24 months, to advance this project. We're going to be doing 10 to 15 years worth of restoration work in 2 years.
Work started in the summer of 2009. Graff says ponds were added to the site and thousands of trees were planted.
The 20 ponds that we've added are all designed so that they have control structures so we can control the level of the water. And in doing so, working with the scientists, the ornithologists, and the herpetologists, we can help with the type of stopover habitat we need. So some of the ponds we're going to be able to drain down at the appropriate time of the year to create mud flats, which attract whippoorwills and killdeer and birds that need those mud flats during certain times of the year.
Time to get out and see those ponds and a bit of the preserve's 116 acres. The countryside wasn't yet snow-covered. In fact, it was sunny and unusually warm as we set out on a golf cart the former owner left behind.
Okay. Take you to a couple of the exciting areas. So you can see here, the cool season grasses were allowed to remain, and we're planting in large groups of trees to extend the forest. So there's our 7-acre forest north of us there. A couple of the areas that we're going to keep as trails, a couple of them will let the asphalt stay, but most of the asphalt trails that were on the site for the golf course will be coming out as well. See where that raised hill is there? Yeah. We added that raised berm and another berm on the other side to basically dam the water up to keep it from going into the ravine. So basically the water just naturally drains from the site up at the highest point, which is just over that rise there, to this area here. There's also a series of ponds that are a little bit higher than that pond, such as the one that we're sitting next to right here. This one, when it fills, you'll see there's a spillway that goes around us here. You'll see the little ditch that's up there. Wow. And that will drain then into that pond. And then just beyond the rise there is another pond that's slightly higher than this pond. And then beyond that pond, there's another pond that's slightly higher than that pond.
Graf loops north and around the property.
So you can see here, again, this is going to be the expanded forest. So you see these white tubes are tubes that are around the trees that were planted, mainly for the purpose of protecting the trees from rodents that might girdle the stems and deer that might just eat them down to the ground. And you can see we'll have a nice trail through here. Eventually, this will be a nice shaded little trail that'll go through the preserve. In this area here, we kept the cool season grasses, and you can see how nice our trail is. It's beautiful turf grass. It mows real nice, makes a nice trail, easy to walk on. We have dozens of folks who come up here every day to walk their dogs or to jog the site.
Some of those walkers and joggers who live nearby have become volunteers.
Folks from that subdivision there actually come and help us do some of our wildlife monitoring, and they put down snake boards and monitor the number of snake species that we have, and they help us with, we've had to do what we've called herp rescues, where we've rescued the turtles and the frogs from ponds when we've drained them, and then moved those reptiles and amphibians to other ponds so that that they survive while we do the restoration work on the other areas.
While we bump along on our golf cart, Barb Wooten is walking her dog and has become, as she calls it, a volunteer weed yanker.
We live right up over there, and it's just wonderful. The changes that have taken place are amazing. So many more birds just immediately, and the water, the drainage is so much better. We used to have in the spring when the snow would melt a lot of erosion in our backyard because it would go down to the lake, and that's all stopped. The ponds have really done a job. It's amazing, and it's only been, what, Sean?
18 months.
Yeah.
Since we bought it.
Yeah, it's just fantastic.
Sean Graf says not all of the Forest Beach Migratory Preserve neighbors are easy sells. Some mourn the loss of their conveniently located golf course. To pay respect, Graf says a bit of the course just off the old clubhouse is being set aside.
Here's our commemorative green over here. So this one we'll mow a little tighter and maybe even put a hole in a flag there. And if somebody wants to putt around, they can.
But come the spring, Graf hopes there will still be a lot of birdies in this former golf course. And maybe even some eagles. For Lake Effect, I'm Susan Bentz.
Susan Bentz is WUWM's environmental reporter. There is a link to more information on the Forest Beach Migratory Preserve at wuwm.com/lakeeffect. A little later in the show, we'll flash back to the early 90s punk rock movement called Riot Girl. But first, our tech contributor talks about some of the gizmos your tech-savvy friends and relatives might like this holiday season. This is Lake Effect from WUWM.